President Bush has issued yet another warning to Saddam Hussein. Today at a White House news conference, Mr. Bush said the Iraqi leader needs to understand that I am serious about defending our country. NPR's Daniel Shore says that may be the case, but more than a year after taking office, the Bush administration is finding there's no easy answer to the question of how to deal with Iraq.
The cynical French have an expression: the more things change, the more they remain the same. On the surface, at least, that would seem to apply to President Bush's pronouncement in his State of the Union address 2 weeks ago that he was taking on the axis of evil, North Korea, Iran, and Iraq. Today, the president said he's considering various options for Iraq that he's keeping close to his vest. Yesterday, Secretary of State Colin Powell told the Senate Budget Committee that nothing involving military action is on the president's desk. You have to listen to Powell closely because he has said that he will not allow any daylight to appear between him and the president, and so don't expect to hear from him about tensions in the Bush team. But it is known from a detailed account in the Washington Post that at a day-long session at Camp David on September 15th, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld and especially Deputy Secretary Paul Wolfowitz emerged as spirited advocates of an attack on Iraq. They were opposed by Powell, who argued that coalition partners will go away if you hit Iraq. And while Bush said he would not be dictated to, we are America, the question of military action was left hanging. It appears now that nonviolent pressures on Iraq to abandon weapons development will be tried first. Powell is reportedly planning to ask the United Nations Security Council at its meeting in May for an ultimatum to Saddam Hussein to let weapons inspectors back into his country. That would be backed up by a move to renew economic sanctions against Iraq. The administration is not under any particular domestic pressure for early military action. Bush's election opponent, Al Gore, in his speech in New York last night, limited his criticism to warning against unilateral action. It will probably be summer before the president faces a decision on military action, and then whether it should be limited to support of a rebellion or involve American forces in a campaign to topple Saddam Hussein. The world could look very different by that time. Meanwhile, we can expect to hear from Colin Powell, that loyal team player, words like those he spoke yesterday. We are always examining options for regime change, and the president has no recommendation before him that would involve an armed conflict tomorrow. As a friend say, plus ça change. This is Daniel Shore.